The main suspect in the deadly stabbing spree in Saskatchewan, Canada, earlier this month, died in police custody after ingesting drugs. Multiple police sources say Miles Sanderson fatally overdosed shortly after his arrest by authorities on September 7th, which came after a four-day-long manhunt that covered the entire province. Sanderson was accused, along with his brother Damian Sanderson, of killing 10 people and wounding 18 others in a series of stabbings on the James Smith Cree Nation and the nearby village of Weldon, Saskatoon, on September 4th. Damian was found dead the next day on the Indigenous Reserve. The Oneida Nation is the latest in Indian country to join the cannabis industry. The tribe will break ground next month on a 50,000-square-foot cannabis cannabis cultivation and production facility on its homelands in the state of New York. The operation will include retail locations that are set to open on Oneida territory sometime in 2023. Tribal leaders there say as more and more states across the country enter into the cannabis business, including neighboring states and other tribal nations, it's important that the Oneida people not be left out from taking advantage of this economic opportunity. For more than a century, there have been misconceptions about the identity of the victims of the 1890 Wounded Knee Massacre. Because the site is within the boundaries of the Oglala Lakota Nation, many people mistakenly believe it was the Oglala Lakota who were the victims of the Wounded Knee Massacre. However, this is not the case. A close examination of the historical facts leading up to the massacre at Chunk Bay Opi Wakpala, Wounded Knee Creek, in December of 1890 will reveal without question the identity of those who are buried in the mass grave known as the Wounded Knee Memorial Site as Hunkpapa Lakota and Minikoju Lakota from the Standing Rock and Cheyenne River Nations. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.